The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. Today, as I share this particular podcast with you, we're thinking about Christmas time and we're thinking about the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that it's so important at this time that we really concentrate on the essence of what this is all about. This is God coming into our world, born as a baby at Bethlehem, born of a virgin. There are a number of aspects that can be debated by some, but which I believe are very clear according to Scripture that we need to tenaciously hold on to. The first thing is that the plan of salvation is God's plan. God prepares, sends his Son into the world. That's what Christmas is all about. It's very, very crucial that we teach and we share that it's not about us reaching up to God, somehow trying to find God. Is he there? What can he do? As ministers of the gospel, it's our privilege and our joy and our responsibility to point out God has come to us. So many other religions are talking about the striving and the things that you do to reach and find God. But the miracle of the Christian message is God has come to us. God has stepped down into our world. God left heaven and came to us. And therefore, for us, it is to respond to what God has done. It's not about us. It's not about our efforts. It's not about our rituals and our practices. Being a Christian, sharing the gospel, is all about responding to God, who in his incredible love has come into our world, has reached down to us. But the other issue is to be very clear about who has come to us. Jesus truly is man and truly is God. However difficult that may or may not be to understand, it is the reality, it is the core of the gospel, that the one who came to us, the one who was born in the stable, placed in the manger, is none other than God himself. He is holy God, and yet he is truly man. And to be truly man necessitated that he was born of a virgin. He needed to be conceived by the Holy Spirit. And the reason why we're really tenacious and very, very clear about that is because the nature of man is sinful. If he'd been born of man, he would have been born with a sinful nature, as we all are. But the wonderful thing that God did was to cause Mary to conceive Jesus within her womb, and God did it by the power of the Holy Spirit. She was a virgin. Her ability to conceive was nothing to do with natural. It was wholly supernatural that God places within her the seed of Jesus. He will grow within her womb. He will be born after 9 months. When he comes into the world, he will be truly man as we are, flesh and blood. And yet his essence, his character, the absolute vibrancy of life is the fact that this is God. And again, this is precious, this is important, this is why Jesus is so utterly unique, that he was willing to come in the heavenly sphere. There was an agreement between Father, Son and Holy Spirit. Jesus would come and he would leave all that glory of heaven, all that magnificence and purity and sinlessness of the heavenly sphere. He'd be willing to come to earth. And remember that he came to earth at a time where there was a lot of violence and there was a lot of oppression and a lot of corruption and all manner of evils. But he comes to a world knowing that's what it's like, and it hasn't changed a great deal at all. He's coming into a world where there's no electricity and there's no running water and there's no flush toilets. There's nothing particularly hygienic. It's a very, very muddly, dirty, disease-ridden world. And Jesus steps into that. Jesus Christ, truly man, truly God, being born for us. The whole joy of Christmas is not sentimentality, but it is that incredible, that gripping reality that God should love us so much that he sends someone who can identify with us, who can be tested and tempted in all points as we are, and yet never sins, never rebels, never disobeys, in thought or word or deed, utterly obedient to the Father. And then he's going to be in that place where he is able to offer himself as a sacrifice for our sins. The one who was born at Bethlehem was always purposed and destined for the cross, for suffering, for being separated from his Father. That awful moment, my God, why have you forsaken me, came about as he bore our sins in his body on the tree. How do we respond to Jesus? Well, not just Christmas time, but at any time. We respond by being like the wise men, bowing down and worshipping him, by being like Mary, receiving him wholeheartedly into our lives, by being like the shepherds who wanted to see for themselves that what they'd heard was true. As you preach the gospel this Christmas time, make sure that you are very clear that Jesus is truly God and truly man. Make sure that you're very clear that the one who was born at Bethlehem is someone who truly understands us and sympathizes with our weaknesses. Make sure, as you proclaim at Christmas time this year the good news of the Saviour, that you also proclaim that this beautiful, innocent, pure Son of God came to die a horrible death. Paul, when he's writing to the Philippians, he puts it so well, doesn't he, that he set aside all of the riches of heaven to come down, to be obedient to death, the death of the cross. And having died on the cross, God exalts him, God lifts him up, God raises him up and gives him a name which is above every name. We're so grateful that not just Christmas, but every day of the year we can proclaim that he is the Prince of Peace, that he is Mighty God, he is Everlasting Father, that he is the Saviour, that he is Emmanuel, God with us. That is our great joy, to know that we have God with us. So, on behalf of my wife Elaine and I, we just want to wish you God's richest blessing this Christmas. No compromise, no leanings to left or right, but straight down the middle, Almighty God, born of a virgin, coming into this world so that we could find life. And may we follow him the rest of this year and into 2018, believing that he is Emmanuel. He will never leave us or forsake us. God bless you.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.